And welcome you to the second hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper left, upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. You got to go to Facebook, find that incredible horse with a long mane down to the ground, and the jump that he does. And it's just spectacular. I don't know. Nathan said majestic is the word that describes it. And then, of course, the information on the expanded recalls for pet food and why they don't work and why dogs die or animals die as a result of them. And it's finally explained. So you'll find that alert as well on the Facebook page. And gosh, it is May. No, May. It's not May yet. We were talking about May. It is April 2nd. And hard to know that looking out the window. I had a lot of grapple yesterday. Big storm. Heavy downpour of this grapple stuff coming out of the sky. And today I zoomed in with Nathan, looked out my window. I had a Rufus hummingbird at my feeder and quarter-sized snowflakes falling in the air. And so you know, it didn't stick. It's back to rain now, but you know, April and snow, that's kind of amazing. Now, we are gearing up here and Nathan's getting ready for us to go back to the phones here, but Nathan shot me a message here. Apparently, Nathan, you've been in touch with your neighborhood where you live, and there's something going on there.
Yeah, there's snowflakes have fallen, and like you said, it's probably about the size of quarters that are falling.
Okay, so you're getting at your house, you're getting the big quarter-sized snowflakes now there. Well, and sometimes that's a fun snow to experience because you don't have to deal with it sticking and hanging around, but you can have fun dancing around in it while it's falling.
Yeah, it looks like there's a snow globe outside.
Yeah, yeah. So happy second day of April and snow. And we shall see what happens as the year goes on. But I don't know. I've had a much better season here, well, in early spring here to clean up and around here. It's just this weather has made a big difference, and we'll see how it continues. Anyway, remember too, before we get started, that the annual KKNW 2023 listener survey has begun. So I want you guys to all, while you're thinking about it, get online, go to 1150kknw.com, click on the 2023 listener survey, fill it out, and win a trip to Victoria, because you could go to Bouchard's Garden. And you can have the gift certificate for the food, but would you take me to Bouchard's Garden? That'd be cool.
It is a round trip for two.
Yeah, it is a round trip for two. And Nathan says, I you know, I can't sign up. You know, I'd have to fake my name or something, but I can't do that because I have to be honest. So you'd have to take me with you. But anyway, sign up for the survey. Okay. Let's see. Hummers at the window. I'm going to tell you more about the Hummers and what's going on towards the end of the hour when we get to current events. And remember, I can't wait. Get your tissues out, because if you cry when I cry, you're going to be crying because I'm going to be crying. But I have got what I believe to be the best animal news related to this kind of subject in 50 plus years. So I'm going to share that with you towards the end of the hour. All right, right now we're going to get back to shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friends Sunday, and probably responsible for helping more animals than anybody else we interview on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary Sunday would be our wonderful Eileen Weintraub, who is the founder and president, chief cook and bottle washer for Help Animals India. So good morning again, Eileen.
Hey,
welcome
there
back to Animal World. Hey.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Okay, I took a break from bottle washing to my
You got any snow in your neighborhood, Eileen?
No. Just a little dark today. We're looking forward to some more sun next week.
All right.
But,
tell us, for anyone who's tuning in that doesn't know what Help Animals India is, give us the lowdown.
Well, Help Animals India is based right here in the Seattle area, but I'm an animal rescuer for my whole life, and then when I went to India, I saw that I could be of more use by helping to raise money for the dedicated animal rescuers there. And actually have been doing this for 2 decades now, and the dollar goes very far in India, and also Nepal is even further. And so we give grants, training, and advice to the animal rescue groups there.
And yeah, it's just...
Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, you know, it's tax deductible, and you get matching funds if you have employers. And our outreach is just amazing, helping over 27 groups now. So it encourages them that people across the world care and encourages them to do more. Part of the trouble with animal rescue worldwide is you think it's apathy, but it's people just don't know what to do. They don't know how they can help. So when I get some encouragement, it inspires them more, and then we can all do more.
Well, that's one thing I was going to touch on, I think, is that I'm sure... you know, when you went to India and discovered all the problems there with animals, you know, and wanted to help, there might be some who would question and say, well, you know, we have plenty of animals in this country that need help. Why do animals in India? But if you really pay attention, especially if you go to the Help Animals India website and pay attention to everything that Eileen educates us about and shares, there are so many more animals, different kinds of animals, and the problems are huge and horrendous, really, compared to what's going on here. And I know Eileen always shocks me. But, I mean, there's something like, 33 million street dogs in India?
Yes, and we have programs for the animal birth control for them. And so we are embarking on as many as we can, and every day we get inquiries. So people might say, oh, I want to help this street dog. I want to help. We call them community dogs, too, because you know, they have their communities of friends and neighborhoods that they hang out in. So they're not just, you know, on the street. They're, you know, part of a neighborhood. But then right. No one to spay or neuter them, and also give a rabies shot, very important. Because
they're not nearly as advanced when it comes to rabies and stuff as we are in this country. Because it's quite common there, isn't it?
Well, it's getting
or more common.
India has more human rabies deaths than anywhere else in the world. But
really?
slowly that's coming down. And some of our partner charities, they're very proud of the fact that they haven't had a human rabies death in a number of years, because it's really a horrendous disease. And then when that happens, if a human gets rabies, you know, everyone is up in arms, you know, kill all
they want to kill all the dogs. And
That goes on. But I did want to tell a little story or a little
Please.
Plug too. because I just shared it on your page, a little YouTube video, and it's also on our Facebook page, is India's getting hot already. And these temperatures up to 100 degrees in some area. So, you know, but they're skilled that, you know, don't raise your eyebrows too much at these temperatures because, you know, they're used to them, unlike here. But it's still a real challenge for the animals. So they just posted, they had a watermelon party for the animals at the shelter. And so they're giving watermelon in these big little wheelbarrows, and they're feeding. I just wrote down, the video is only less than a minute, but they're feeding dogs, monkeys, horses, an iguana, parrots, chickens, rabbits, parakeets, peacocks, and goats with the watermelon.
So,
and it's all set to like a Bollywood song. So we
fun.
Posted
I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. I put it as a comment to your when you posted that you're going to have a shelter rescue Sunday.
Great. So if you want to see the video that Eileen's talking about and see the watermelon being fed to all these incredible animals, go to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and the first post then would be about the show today. And I think you shared that video in the comments of that post,
right? Yeah, you have
right?
to click on that post, or you can go to our Facebook page or our Instagram page, and it's First Up.
And would that be Help Animals India on Facebook or Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's also on YouTube on a short. So anyhow,
wonderful.
I just thought it was so cute. And I did ask him about all those rabbits. There's so many rabbits. And he said they are separating them according to sex, not breeding more.
Oh, you mean that there's rabbits in the video?
Yeah, there's like 50 rabbits. There's huge.
Wow. Well, we all know, you know, when it comes to rabbits, they multiply very fast.
Yeah.
So you said you asked about that.
Yeah. Huh. And they said they are separating now according to sex. And the problem is that, India, for the great, great land it is, and they have to teach us in terms of they call it ahimsa, non-harming. But in terms of other sort of attitudes towards animal welfare, it's a little behind the time. So we used to have all sorts of pet shops here where they were selling all sorts of animals and, you know, with no regulation. Seattle area is so much more advanced now in that. And so there, he commented that people were selling rabbits as pairs, as pets to people. And these are poor, uneducated people, and they didn't know advice about, you know, that they shouldn't keep them together. So
yeah, because, boy, they multiply very quickly.
Yeah, but they're really, really cute animals. So that's just one shelter.
They're wonderful. So, and I don't know if you heard in the first hour I was talking about, you know, the Animal World Facebook page.
The bunny
posted,
jumping.
Did you see that? Isn't that amazing? I mean, the bunnies are better at the jumping than the dogs are.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like from what I read about it, I didn't know there was bunny jumping competition, but it sounds like they just take to it naturally. And when you watch the video of these, you know, it's like a great agility course, but it's all different kinds of jumps and stuff. But these rabbits are amazing.
I didn't know bunnies could jump either. Maybe they have to, you know, because when you think of them, you know, being prey, maybe since they can't climb a tree, maybe they can jump away high.
Yeah, they've got to spring out of danger really fast. But boy, can they jump, and they seem to really love these jumping courses. Now, of course, they do keep them, you know, on a little harness and a leash for their own safety. And the handler runs along beside them like you would with a dog in agility. But man, these rabbits are just smoking through those jumps, giving the dogs a run for their money.
Many animals can be what we call educated. I don't like to use the word trained so much. And they can be educated to do all sorts of things, you know, if it's done in the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had rabbits as pets, you know, as a child. I didn't know what I was doing with my first rabbit. He was a white rabbit. I named him Algernon, I think after a mouse in a movie. And he lived in a cage in my bedroom, but most of the time he was loose and he slept with me in the bed at night. And I did all bad things, Eileen. Before we went to bed at night, I'd bring Algernon under the covers with me, and we'd share a Reese's peanut butter cup. And, of course, they're not supposed to have chocolate and stuff, but it didn't hurt.
I always say I wouldn't have adopted a cat out to myself when I was young. I mean, I used to ride around with my, you know, kitten in the bicycle basket and all sorts of
things. Well, yeah, we just loved animals so much, but we weren't necessarily on an empathetic level on what worked for them and what didn't. But my animals all seemed to enjoy that sort of thing. But the wonderful thing with Algernon, he lived with me as a teenager, and we were in the big house in Laurelhurst that we lived in, and it was three stories, so big staircase. And Algernon's, you know, cage, and therefore his potty, you know, was up in my bedroom, which was on the top floor. And it was just so funny because we'd be down in the front room of the house and all playing, and Algernon be hanging out with us. And then all of a sudden he'd have to go to the bathroom. So he would just run like crazy, and you'd hear him thump, 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 all the way up the flights of stairs, thump, 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 thump. And he would go up to my bedroom to his cage and do his little poopies or pee, and then come back down. So rabbits can be house trained. Back when I had Algernon, we didn't know they could be spayed and neutered, but they can also be spayed and neutered.
Yeah, you need a specialty vet. But, you know, it just breaks your heart how you know, they mean well. They have all the emotions, but so they don't understand when they're mistreated. Yep. And that's what makes us all animal rescuers. And wanting to help them, and that's where my heart went out to the animal rescuers of India.
Right, and you've got such a great organization. We're going to take just a little break here and take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back and chat more with Eileen and find out. There are so many other kinds of animals that need help in India, and Eileen's got, you know, fingers in all the pots over there and helping everybody. And that's what I love about Help Animals India. It isn't like just one little organization. They spread the wealth around and are covering so many bases. So we'll talk about more of them and the animals with Help Animals India. Eileen is with me, and we will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Ha ha ha!
East West and Ananda present Joy Is Within You, an afternoon immersion into a life of meditation and yoga. Saturday, May 6th, from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in person in Bothell. Featuring a yoga demo, storytelling from ancient India, live music, meditation instruction, East West and Ananda farm shopping, afternoon tea and refreshments, and a talk from UN Global Peace Ambassadors Naya Swamis Jyotish and Davy Novak to free yourself from worries, habits, and limiting beliefs. Learn more and register for this free event at anandawa.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we have heard from our Whispering Dragon Center, our sound healer, Jude Ponton. Remember, the Whispering Dragon Center is her home now in Shoreline. Great location, fabulous energy. She can see you in person, so you can experience the gongs and the healing room in person and the acutonic forks and chiropractic. Or she can work with you remotely. Give her a call, 206-706-2836. And you heard a wonderful new ad from Ananda, the big event coming up on Saturday, May 6th. And we will talk more in more detail. We will be chatting with Bhima from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga at 11:30 today, and he's going to tell us all about this big event. So I hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we are going back to India. And Eileen, let's see. So, gosh, there's just so much going on, so many animals going on over there. What would you like to talk about next?
Okay, well, I had a call India the other day to ask a question. And, you know, I've been doing this involvement for so long, and all the tech has changed and made everything very easy in some respects. So I just called up, and the man was making some funny noises. So I asked him what was going on.
Well, who did you call first? Was it a shelter or a rescue or something?
Yeah, yeah. There's okay. One of our contacts that we work with all the time, and he helps a lot, and we helped their animal shelter. So okay. He put me on FaceTime, and he had a baby monkey clinging to him.
Oh!
And it was so cute. And so he told me what happened. The
mother was run over, you know, hit by a car. It's very, very common with all the zillions of cars and, you know, rickshaws, and this happens all the time. And the baby monkey survived and was clinging to the dead mother. So they took the monkey. But this so they put him on FaceTime. And I showed it to my husband, Mark, and then I put the FaceTime in front of our cat, our kitty.
Yeah.
And the baby monkey reached out.
Oh, to want to be with your kitty.
Well, just to touch the screen with the kitty, and it was like, look at this intercontinental species communication.
So isn't that interesting that, you know, with, you know, at least with, like, videos or TV shows, something like that, our domestic dogs and cats, some don't even pay any attention. It's like they don't even see it. Some get very involved, and there's even sometimes dog and cat TV. But isn't that fascinating to know that the baby monkey was tuned in to that FaceTime?
Well, this was a good sign because our monkey was rescued. They're mostly a dog and cat shelter. And they don't have monkeys, so he didn't. He has to feed her, you know, every few hours, and he was looking on YouTube for monkey milk and, you know, what to do. And so I was able to connect him with one of our other partner charities that specializes in raising monkeys. But he's saying that he wants to, you know, he doesn't want to have to hand her over to a zoo and, you know, live her life in captivity. So he's hoping that maybe the monkey can grow up and just be around the shelter with the dog, you know, outside with the dogs and cats. And, you know, not maybe won't be joining a troop because, you know, that's a whole integration process to join a troop. And, you know, then when you're raised by humans, so, it's a tricky situation. And so they do the best they can, but it was so cute. So
To see that little monkey. And that it's just another example of, you know, why Help Animals India is so needed. Because, you know, they don't just have street dogs. And, of course, then now there's the whole cat population now. And so Eileen's working, you know, helping them understand trap, neuter, release and all of that sort of stuff. But there's monkeys, too, that are all over the place. And they need to be rescued when something like this happens. But it'll be interesting, especially if you can follow the story of that little monkey, Eileen, to let us know, you know,
it's
what
one of our, it's one of our best charities that we're involved in.
Great. So, and you can give us updates on the little monkey and if he's able to transfer it to the...
Yeah, I think they're naming her Radha, which is a spiritual name in India.
Oh, how wonderful.
Radha was the consort, with Krishna. So
I've known people, you know, years ago that there was a period of time here locally where monkeys got really popular. And so people got them as pets.
Here?
Yes. Oh. Now, this was a few decades ago.
I know. Yeah, you have to really.
Right. Okay. But it was a few decades ago, but there was a period of time where everybody wanted a monkey.
Yeah.
And so one of my friends I know that has lots of animals and does that sort of thing, they got a monkey. Mm-hmm. And cute, but it did not last very long because they're like taking care of human babies. You know, you can't just keep a monkey in a cage and they're not happy and it doesn't work and they're like children, they're like humans.
India it's a monkey menace where they, you know, run around and create havoc, like, you know, Georgie and monkey.
But yeah, they're very, very smart. You know, they learned how to take things and do things. And
But recently there was a sad story from another one of our groups where they took away a monkey, you know, because they'll maybe you remember they'll have performing monkeys, you know, on the streets.
Oh, and yeah.
It's actually illegal now.
So is it? Okay.
Yeah, so they took that monkey away, and the monkey, it's just, you know, with an iron, you know, the monkey's on a chain with, like, an iron collar. And So then the man was severely punished and he was sent to jail for a short time, and he has to be retrained to learn another trade. These are very, very poor people. So that was kind of a sad story.
Yeah, and it's not that they're bad people. I mean, they're just trying to support themselves and their families. But yeah. There are better ways to do that than exploiting animals.
Yeah, there's a lot of retraining that has to go on.
Well, imagine there was a lot of street entertainment goes on, because don't they deal with elephants and sometimes horses and the monkeys and so forth? There's a lot of educating that needs to be done and a lot of rescuing.
Well, that's what all the groups do, and there's many of them working so hard every day.
Now, what about you? You support an elephant sanctuary as well.
Yes, and they just rescued their fifth elephant.
Wow!
And hopefully they'll get two more over time. So that's where I visited, and that started basically. We helped start that years ago, and so these are elephants that are left in temples or zoos. People, can't afford to keep them anymore. They're not in very good condition, and they're not, they need better health, and they need freedom too, freedom from being in one room, freedom, on concrete floor, and they want to be with other elephants. So we help support a sanctuary in South India.
So that sanctuary, you said that, there's five elephants now. And they just got a fifth one, and you said a sixth and seventh one will be coming down the road.
Yeah, that takes a long time to work
now,
out.
Now, is this sanctuary large enough that they can take lots more elephants, or is that fills them to capacity, or what?
No, it's large, but, each elephant is a major story on how to get them there and have all the paperwork, all the legal work. And have the party that has the elephant, agree.
Yeah, you can't put an elephant in a little cat or dog carrier and throw it in the car and drive them home.
Right.
There's a lot to move in elephants, and then a lot of, it sounds like, paperwork, rigmarole, and so forth get it all.
Well, these elephants have what are called mahouts, which is an ancient skill of taking care of elephants. And so each elephant has a mahout who cares for them, and they comes along with the elephant. And the
mahout, some wonderful photos of mahouts and their elephants, and they often sleep with them and do everything with them.
Right. Yeah, it's an ancient tradition. It's just falling away, like so many other things. Not everyone wants to.
But at your sanctuary, that all of the elephants have a mahout.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
I mean, the elephants are free to roam around and have their own interactions, and they form different friendships of the five. There's two who hang out together, and another two, and then one who wants to be by herself more. So, it's just all a community. But
and it's all female elephants, right?
Yes, somehow. I think the males were too hard to keep in captivity.
Yeah, I think at least... I don't know. I don't know much except what they did here locally at Woodland Park Zoo, which was so terrible. But they had to keep the male separated from the females, obviously. Because boys will be boys.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any spaying or neutering of elephants. And anyway, they can't be housed together unless you want to be breeding elephants.
All right. So can we get back to dogs in my time?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So when I was in Nepal, I went to different places, and I made connections there. And one of the places is called Lumbini, which is where the Buddha was born. And you can actually visit the actual place where the queen who had the Buddha gave birth. So it's quite amazing. So all the Buddhist groups from many, many different countries have their monasteries there. And, it's really been built. Well, when I say built up, there's no skyscrapers or anything. But a lot of pilgrims come there from worldwide to see this place. but there was no help to the animals. So we have partnered with a group called Animal Nepal, and they're going to have a clinic there. And the problem is that all the other areas were dumping their unwanted dogs and cows because they knew that they wouldn't be killed in this Buddhist area. But there was no actual help to them. So they're going to meet and we're going to have two spay and neuter camps a year for the dogs and more help to the cows. It was very sad to see them just congregating, you know, like 100 or so cows, not knowing what to do, where to go.
Wow, yeah.
So they can give more help to them. But that reminds me, I forgot to tell you, when I was talking about the watermelon party, is that summer is coming, and a big project of many of the groups is putting out water bowls for the animals. Now, we have dog, you know, you go to a restaurant, you see a dog water bowl outside, right?
Right.
So there they put out, and even very poor people do this. They'll put out water bowls for the wandering animals, you know, for the cows, the monkeys, the dogs, and the birds. And a lot of volunteers come by and to the animal groups and pick up a water bowl. And so they'll, you know, maintain that. So that's a very important project. You know, we're all facing a summer of, we'll probably get very hot here too. We don't know.
And right, but the heat over there is not comparable to what goes on here. So water is extremely important to those animals.
Yeah, and last year it didn't really rain much here in the summer. So, you know, we all had to be putting out water for the birds if we could. So in India, it gets very, very hot until the monsoon, the rain comes, which doesn't come until, I guess it's like August or something. So this is the next few crucial months.
Well, I think that it sounds so important because even like here on my property in our climate, I have a fountain with as a little pond. It's very small, but that I have to really police that and continually refill it because the water disappears. There are all kinds of things that get water out of my fountain besides the birds and whatever's on the ground. And I don't know everybody that drinks the water, but it really can disappear. So knowing that here, imagine in India, as hot as it gets and with all kinds of animals, not just dogs, not just cats, mm-hmm. but there's monkeys and there's cows. You know? Mm-hmm. And boy, that's really good work. So passing out water bowls and teaching people to do that, that's really important.
Yeah, a lot of the young
people for doing that.
Want to learn to do that. And so there's a lot of great young people coming up who want to help the animals. And that's very satisfying and heartwarming to see.
All right. So anything else we need to chat about before we wrap up?
Oh, just so for the dogs, as the dog spay neuters in Nepal, I'm posting some beautiful photos of the children who are going to be picking up their dogs and bringing their dogs for spay neuter, and really charming photos. So if people could just add their email to helpanimalsindia.org, a form comes up right away. And you just add your email. And you know, it's only once every 2 months I send an email. I'm going to send one this coming Friday. And, you know, I get emails from everybody. You know, and you reply to one thing, and they're emailing you every day. I just do this once every 2 months. So please, everyone, just cheer me up.
Oh, yeah, and anything that Eileen sent is always important, and the newsletters are absolutely great. So, and the website's one of the best I've ever seen. So y'all need to go to helpanimalsindia.org, check out, get yourself educated, just incredible stuff there. But also you can make a donation to help spread all of this around India and get more water bowls for all these street animals and help take care of all of them. And, you know, Eileen is very good at spreading that money around. And our dollar goes a lot farther over there. So, you know, whatever you can contribute, if it's a one-time deal, that's fine. You can do what I do and schedule an automatic donation every month. That way Eileen can count on what's coming and manage it more easily. So helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter, because there's a wealth of information. And it's fascinating to learn about these animals, but also wonderful to see all the great work that is going on over there with animal rescue and support, and how much of it that we're helping with via Eileen and Help Animals India. So Eileen, thank you so much for spending time with us again.
Encouragement. It really encourages us to do more. I appreciate that.
Well, it's phenomenal what you're doing, and I just can't thank you enough and bless you enough, and I look forward to speaking to you again next month.
Okay, have a good month.
All right, God bless, Eileen. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All righty, we are going to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. Then I'm coming back with current events and all of the little detail stuff that I didn't cover at the front of the show, and then going to share with you the best animal-related story on this subject ever, at least in 53 years. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Get out your tissues. You're going to need them. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this hour, the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And we will be here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O Supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And you can find out all about them on the website, NuProSupplements.com. Then you can look for them on the shelf of your local pet stores. I often see the dog supplements. I do order the cat. They've got the best cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets, and cats will love them. And I order those on Amazon. And you can order them all on Amazon. So check them out. NewProSupplements.com. And remember about Dr. Nils Rasmussen. You can find out all about him at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. Just fill out the contact form and he'll arrange a phone call. And he sent out a new email with a new video. He's got an incredible YouTube channel with before and after videos. And this is a compilation of some stuff. And he always sends them out on Sundays. And I don't usually get a chance to watch them until after the show. So I haven't seen this one. But if you go to his YouTube channel, Nils Rasmussen, you should be able to find them there. And he and Sister Linda will be in next week. Mark your calendars. Call in for your free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And golly, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you'd like to do that, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, how about we do current events? I was a little too quick on the draw there, giving them a chance to catch up here. So it is. There we go. Okay, let's see. Speaking of current events, first, Nathan, you flashed me a shot of outside the studio down there in the Bellevue area, and it looked like I saw a little bit of blue sky. So is the sun starting to peek out down there?
You did, but just wanted to mention really quick that the naming of my buttons to play different sounds, all of it said were bumper, bumper, bumper. Like the actual names got cut up, so I was like, oh, which one was the current events one? So
you something changed.
You weren't quick on the draw. I was just trying to find which button to press.
Oh,
anyway,
okay, I got
yeah,
it.
You're
anyway,
right.
The sun is starting to peek out. It's not here, but it is brightening up a little bit, but it's still just totally gray and drizzle.
It just looks like we got a little patch of blue that kind of just hovers over the Factoria area and maybe Mercer Island, too. But looking north and south, it's just puffy clouds.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, I'm going to kind of cruise through current events really quickly here so I can get to the big story. Remember the 2023 Alternative Talk 1150 listener survey has begun. It goes until April 23rd, but do it now so you don't forget. Go to 1150kknw.com, click on the 2023 listener survey, fill it out, let everybody know here at the station what you'd like and don't like and all of that sort of thing. It is your opportunity to do that and help direct the programming for the coming year. And at the same time, you get entered in the contest to win a Clipper trip for two up to Victoria. Take me with you, please. And then you get I know I always think of Dave's. I think of Dave's Bread, but it's something else. It's a $100 gift certificate to Famous Dave's Restaurant. So apparently...
Yep.
He has more than Famous Dave's Bread. He's got Famous Dave's Restaurant, too.
Well, knowing like most roadhouses or steakhouses, I'm sure they probably have bread in there somewhere, a roll, so that you can take advantage of.
Now, then, let's see, on current events, you know that Linda Rasmussen continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone who texts or calls her. She does the best in energy codes therapy. You can see her in her office at the Interspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or work with her remotely. All you got to do is call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. And by the way, you can get all the details on all this current events stuff. If you miss any here or want more that I don't have time for, go to marthanorwalk.com and click on current events, and all the information, details, and links to everything are there as well. Let's see, coming up at the Northwest Stream Center, South Everett. This is new. It's the Native Pollinators Garden and Habitat Restoration with Julie O'Donnell, a wildlife habitat steward and native plant specialist. It will be Saturday, April 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. You can purchase your tickets online at streamkeeper.org is the website, or call 425-315-8592. $5 for a member, $7 if you're not. And we talked about Seattle Humane has got their summer camp registration for kids starts tomorrow. So give a call if you're interested in that. And the annual Tuxes and Tales will be Saturday, May 13th. Let's see. And Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
What's tomorrow?
Bark in the Park.
You got it. Woohoo. Does Abby get to go to Bark in the Park tomorrow, or are you sitting this one out?
We'll go to the next one.
Okay. Anyway, Bark in the Park, dogs at the Mariners game tomorrow. And I'm sure you can still participate if you'd like to. All righty. Now, getting to, I told you, get your tissues out, because I don't know if I can even start this. Those of you that have been paying attention may know what I'm talking about. I have been praying for this for decades. We did something horrendously awful here in the Northwest. I believe it was 53 years ago. And that was the capturing of young orcas in Puget Sound. And let me give you the timeline here. We are talking about, and you haven't figured it out, you may know her by her stage name, and that is our beloved orca, Lolita. Her native name is Tokate. We believe that she was born in 1966 to the L-pod of the southern resident orchids. August 8th, she was captured from Penn Cove in Puget Sound at 4 years old. She was one of seven young orcas captured in Puget Sound that day, or then sold to marine parks around the world. The other six orcas taken have since died in captivity. I got to tell you that the capture of those whales was captured on film and was broadcast on television at that time. Now, what I don't remember specifically is if it was broadcast live or if we saw it later on TV, but we saw it and I saw it. And I can remember being so overwhelmed with fear and grief, I couldn't finish watching. It was unbelievable. Anyway. Off Tokate went to the Miami Seaquarium, where she remained since. Her stage name was given by trainers Lolita. She was sold for $6,000, and today that'd be about $46,000 she would go for. They added another whale in Lolita's. Now, again, this pen at this Miami, if you don't know this story, it's a 20-foot deep pool. And she could barely turn around. And then they added another whale, because, of course, they live in pods, in this teeny little tank that was horrible. Now, his name was Hugo. Trainers reported that Hugo repeatedly would slam his head against the tank walls. I remember that. Oh, God. Anyway, on March 4th, he hit his head so hard that he had an aneurysm and died. Tokate was alone again before the aquarium added dolphins to her enclosure. Orcas, let's see. She became a subject of a documentary called Lolita in 2003. 2021, reports of Tokate's poor health were made public when we were told that she was being fed rotten fish. March 4th of 2022, the Miami Seaquarium announced Lolita will no longer be on public display or used for stage exhibition shows under a new license with the USDA. The owner of this Seaquarium was never open to bringing Lolita Tokate home, but it was sold, and the new owner had a different perspective. So the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news is that Tokate, Lolita, is coming home. And I've prayed for this for so long. I do believe it's going to happen, and I believe that it is the right thing. And going to address those of you, because what I've seen and what's been published and what's being written about this, many of you that care so much about Tokate, Lolita, and orcas and all of this, many of you are upset and are thinking this is a bad thing because we're remembering Keiko, another captive orca that was taken out of Mexico, I believe, in a really awful, horrible aquarium situation, moved to a big aquarium in Oregon. And then everybody decided that Keiko should be released. And now I'll tell you what happened at that time. And we're probably going to go over a little bit, Nathan. At that time with Keiko, he was in this big aquarium in Oregon, and the activists all wanted to release him back in the wild. And so he was moved to a sea pen, I think, in the east. And now, the important thing to know is that at that time, now, nobody officially and connected with Keiko asked, but a group of the best animal communicators around the area, we kind of together, we all talked to Keiko individually. We all got exactly the same answer from him. He did not want to be released. He didn't have a family to go back to. He had bonded with humans. He loved being with humans. And he was so much happier in this big aquarium in Oregon. He was a happy camper. He wanted to stay. But no one would listen to us. And all of us got the same message. Now, so then nobody listened. He was released, didn't do well. He swam all the way across the ocean to Norway or Finland or to the fjords over there. And he started hanging out in the harbors and trying to make friends with boats and people and all of that. And he ended up starving to death, and it was a disaster. So that's what I want to counter, because that's where all the reading I'm seeing in the comments online, people are saying, it's going to be a Keiko thing. She's going to die. This is horrible. There's no good ending for Lolita. Oh my gosh, you guys, you could not be further from the truth. I'm telling you, Lolita Keiko or Lolita Tokate has been telling me for years she wants to come home. She knows her family, and the really cool stuff I can tell you, they've done lots of tests down there with her. They know that she still speaks. Did you know orcas have a family language, individual pods or language that they speak specifically? She still speaks her native language, and they've tested that with her, and she responds. Okay, and guess what? Her mother is 80 years old and still alive in Elpod. She has a small family that's still alive. So what? Now they on Como News the other night, they showed pictures of the outdoor sea pen that they're going to put her in, and that she'll live there. I don't know what their plans are, but I'm getting all kinds of things from spirit saying, record her sounds, go out there in the sound, put that recording in the water, let her family hear her. Can you imagine if her family, her mom, hears her and they come to the sea pen and are reunited? Oh, can you imagine the joy?
You know what just reminds me of? When military members come home on like a surprise visit, you know, see those videos on the internet where they're at a sporting event and all of a sudden out from the tunnel comes that military member greeting his family and there's just tears of joy.
Yeah,
that's the exact image I'm getting in my head right now.
Yep, and you got to know orcas are intelligent on a human level. They are so intelligent. They have families. They are incredible beings, and they remember. Even though she was only 4 years old when she left, she remembers. She speaks the language. She wants to come home, and they have worked on her health, and she is doing well enough that they feel she can make the trip. I'm convinced she can. I know she wants it, and all I can do. So I want you to hold the picture of Tokate Lolita easily making the trip, getting her new sea pen here in Puget Sound, and her family finding her, and that we get to be a part of that joy and the reunion. So hold that thought. All righty. Now, we are going a little late, but we're going to get on the love train and get ourselves all energized up and some exercise for today. Get the juices flowing. And when we send the love and the light, okay, this time, let's focus on Tokate Lolita and let's send her all the love and the light we can muster with the love train for a safe trip and then transition into the C-Pen and finding her family. So we're going to energize this up so we can really send the good jujus to Tokate Lolita with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy, especially Tokate Lolita. And oh gosh, and fill us. I totally distracted myself because I'm immediately with Lolita. Anyway, we charge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O infinite spirit, infinite spirit of youth, abide in us forever and forever. And Lolita Tokate, via the love train, and it's coming right up. God bless you, Tokate Lolita, and we can't wait for you to come home and be reunited with your family. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Look.